One died for all. I'll stop there. There it is, you say. There it is. He died for all. Okay. That's what it says, I admit. But who is the all? I mean, the New Testament also says that all thought John the Baptist was a prophet. Does that mean everybody on the planet? No.
Okay, let's stop. This is almost like when you're arguing with a young child and they make a statement and you go, okay, that's enough. But this part right here, it's like, obviously, the all was contextualized in John. All those who heard him were who were around him. Okay, so that's an inclusive group of all. But when the Bible says, for God so loved the world, that means everybody in the world. Hello and welcome back to Bible Line. I'm your host, Pastor Jesse Martinez. And today we are doing another Pastor Reacts video. It is of your boy, J-Mac, so affectionately called, John MacArthur. This was sent to me by a very good friend of mine. He came across this, and it is John MacArthur trying to explain the limited atonement using 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. We do need to chat for a little bit about what limited atonement is. It is a Calvinistic doctrine. It is the third letter in TULIP, total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace and perseverance of the saints. This limited atonement doctrine states, and this is directly from Calvin's teaching, that the death of Jesus Christ, his shed blood, was only for those who would believe. Okay? So limited atonement is exactly as it sounds. It limits the atoning work of Jesus Christ. The word atonement means a covering, and it was illustrated in the Old Testament, especially on Yom Kippur, where the high priest would go in and make three sacrifices, blood sacrifices that would atone for the sins of the people, the sins of the high priest himself, and the sins of the tabernacle. And that would have to be done year after year. The Bible says that Jesus Christ died once for all, that those who are believed, they're perfected forever. The Bible also says in 1 John 2:2 that his death was the propitiation for our sins. Our, according to the context there in 1 John 2, are those who have already believed. He is the propitiation for the believer's sins, but not for ours, believers only, but for the sins of all the world. So we know, and this is one of the highly debated issues in Calvinism, that when the Bible says all, it means all. Now, John MacArthur is going to try and squeeze this in here, but even in this Facebook reel, by the way, full disclosure, I know it's not the whole sermon. This is a clip that was sent to me, so we're reacting to the clip. He I think, in a very difficult way, he tries to explain limited atonement. Okay, he tries to fit it into this word all, and you're going to see that. The Calvinist tries to redefine the word all. But it's very difficult to do that when there's a lot of clear passages that say that Jesus died for the sins of all the world, whether that person believes or not. Their sins have been paid. So then you're thinking, well, what sends a person to hell? What sends a person to hell is that they reject that payment. Romans 4 talks about imputation, or the other word that's translated there is counted, reckoned, but it means, you know, put to. And when a person believes, the righteousness of God is put to their account. So when a person dies, the sad, sad truth is they reject the full payment for their sin that's already there. Jesus didn't just die for those who would believe. He died for everybody, and that's what we're going to see here. So, but let's see what John MacArthur says in this video, shall we?
One died for all. I'll stop there. There it is, you say. There it is. He died for all. Okay.
And that's the video. Thanks for coming in today. No, I'm just kidding. He says, yeah, it says all, but that's not what it means. Let's continue. I think this was a mistake, by the way, when he made that point, because it very clearly says all. But he's going to have a hard time trying to explain it away. I think you'll see that.
That's what it says, I admit. But who is the all? I mean, the New Testament also says that all thought John the Baptist was a prophet. Does that mean everybody on the planet? No.
Okay, let's stop. This is almost like when you're arguing with a young child and they make a statement and you go, okay, that's enough. But this part right here, it's like, obviously, the all was contextualized in John. All those who heard him were who were around him. Okay, so that's an inclusive group of all. But when the Bible says, for God so loved the world, that means everybody in the world. When it says, not for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world, that defines all. And when we see here in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14, the all is defined. I'm going to let him explain, and then we'll get to the scripture. Don't forget to like, comment, and share this video to make sure that more people are able to come under the sounds of good, clear Bible teaching. Also, hit the subscribe button on our YouTube channel and make sure you on the notification bell you set it to all, because we make a lot of different posts and I don't want you to miss anything. And if you have a Bible question or a Pastor Reacts video like what we're doing today, send it to us. Open up your email and type in questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. That's questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. If it's a video link, we'll put it among the many links that we have, and we'll make a video soon. If it's a question, I try to get back to you as soon as possible, and we do answer questions on the show too. Let's get back to today's topic.
Anytime all is used, there is a point of reference. Mm-hmm. All of a certain people.
Okay, that's true if that's what the context says. But in John 3:16, it says all is, you know, the world. Okay? And we can see in 1 John 2:2, all also being the sins of the whole world.
That fit into a certain category, which then is defined for us. One died for all. Therefore, all died. So he died for all who died.
No. Okay, so that's where we have to stop, because that's where he's able to twist this into his view of limited atonement. What does this mean? Look at your Bibles. That's always a great thing to do. Look at your Bible. 2 Corinthians 5:14. For the love of Christ constraineth us. Who's the us? Paul's talking about the apostles who are going out and they are winning people to Christ. And anybody who's going and doing that message, okay? So this is about believers who are going and sharing the gospel message. He's saying the love of Christ constraineth or motivates us. Why? Because we thus judge, and he judges this as a conclusion of the death of Jesus Christ and who it was for, that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Okay, John MacArthur, you can see this. If we were to pull up the video, you can see the way this reel was done, they put text there. And it says, so he died for all who died. No. It's not for all who died. It says that if one died for all, then we're all dead. Okay, he's only describing the condition of all dead. What could this mean? How does the love of Christ play into this? The love of Christ is that he gave himself for us. So what this is saying is, for we thus judge that if one died, and Jesus did die, if he died for all, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world, okay? If he died for all, then we're all dead, meaning his one death was sufficient for everybody's death. He died the death of everybody. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's saved, but it very clearly means that his one death is sufficient for everybody's death. This is the beauty. We do not have to pay for our own sin. His payment has been accepted. But he very clearly, just a little twist, and he says, so he died for all who died. No. And that's how tricky it is. It's one little... It's that quick to change the meaning of a whole thing. The Bible goes on to say in verse 15, and that he died for all. He repeats it again, because he did die for all. That they which live, okay, what does it mean by live? Well, the just shall live by what? Faith in him. That they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. This is a call to discipleship. Paul's saying, this is why I live for the gospel, because Jesus Christ died for everybody. Nobody has to die in their sins because he's died for all of them. And because of that, I, as I'm speaking as Paul here, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves. Paul's saying, I'm not going to live for my own desires, my own will. I want to live for God because he died to pay for everybody's sins, mine included. And he's living by faith in Jesus Christ. Where does he say that? Galatians chapter 2. This is my wife's favorite verse. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul is doing what he is doing because he has put his trust in Jesus Christ and he knows who he has believed in. MacArthur says, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 through 15, they categorize the all. But let's continue with what he says here.
And then verse 15. And again, he died for all. Who? So that they, this is the all, who live, might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Oh. So he died for all, and who are the all that he died for? All who died in him.
No. You can't get that from there. He died for everybody, not just the ones who are in him. The ones who are in him are those who have believed on Jesus Christ. Now, as we saw in Galatians 5:20, they have a Galatians 2:20, we have a choice to live for the Lord, and we should because of his death for us. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 9, and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. So what's Paul saying here? I'm found in him because of my faith in Jesus Christ. What is MacArthur saying? Well, Jesus only died for those who would believe. But that's not what the passage is addressing here. The passage is addressing as to why the love of Christ is motivating Paul and those who have believed, why it should motivate us into service. Okay? 1 John chapter 2 and verse 2. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. That would have to say, but also for the sins of those who are in him. But it already said that in the first part. He is the propitiation for our sins, those who have already believed, not for ours, believers only, but also for the sins of the whole world. When I got this reel, you know, when I was watching this, I thought, this can't be for real. Total pun intended. But I thought, this can't be a legitimate defense of this passage, because it's just not what's being addressed. So let's see what he says in his conclusion here.
And he died for all, and who are the all that he died for? All who live in him, and it was for them that he died and rose again on their behalf. There is the specificity of the atonement. There is the actuality of the atonement. There is the particularity of the redemption of Christ. He died for all, the all being all who died in him. Nope. He died for all being those who live in him. Remember Romans 6, that we are buried in his death and we rise in his resurrection.
Okay, so, I mean, we don't have time to get into Romans 6, but you go read Romans 6. It has nothing to do with specifying the atonement. It has everything to do with living in the truth that our the penalty of sin has been paid, therefore we do not have to be a slave to the power of sin.
For all who died in him, he died. For all who rise in him, he died.
And that's the video. I don't know much else to say about this, but to beware. Beware when people try to limit what God has already defined. God says he loved the whole world. He gave Jesus for the sake of the whole world. Those who die not because they have to pay for their sin. They die because they have not accepted the sin payment, which was in Jesus Christ, which is received by belief. I'm going to leave you with Romans 4. I know you know it, but man, let's read it because it's good. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. That Greek word counted is the same word that is used for impute. It means put to. When you believe, you receive the righteousness of God. Your sin is paid. You know how like scary it is to live in a reality where you don't know if God died for you? You hear that God is love, that there is no darkness in him, there's only light, yet there's a possibility that he doesn't love you. I have a daughter, and if I was a Calvinist, I could not look my daughter in the eye and say, God loves you, because I don't know. What if he doesn't? What kind of life is that? What kind of God is that? It's not one of the Bible. The atonement is not limited. If you're listening today and you think that God has left you and he's just forsaken you and never died for you, I want you to, the biblical word is repent. And that means to change your mind and believe on Jesus Christ. It's that simple. But this poisonous Calvinist doctrine of limited atonement is exactly what I said. Poisonous, and it's wicked. If you have a question, send it to us, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org. I pray this video has been a blessing to you. Send us your videos, and we'll react to them. And I do want to say, we're getting a lot. I'm getting a lot of good feedback, which is good. All right, until next time, keep looking up. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Take care, and God bless. If you enjoyed today's episode of Bible Line, make sure to subscribe to the channel and share this video with a friend. Do you have a Bible question? Send us an email, questions@BibleLineMinistries.org, and we'll do our best to get you an answer. Or you can leave your question in the comments of this video. Be sure to check the links in the description for more clear Bible teaching. Bible Line is a ministry of Calvary Community Church located in Tampa, Florida.